is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today I have the pleasure of introducing Good Neighbor Steve Harris with Get Down Flooring. How are you doing today, Steve?
Pretty good.
We're excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about your company.
So we are a tile company, a tile installation company. We also do wood flooring, but our specialty is showers, bath remodels. So that's kind of our favorite thing to do. And we're a family business. And when I say that, what I mean is my daughter and my son work with me. My wife has a companion business refinishing marble floors along with my other daughter and her husband. And both of my children that work with me have a tile license. They often do their own jobs. And then we have a few other workers. Right now we have a team of seven, and we're a diverse company. Anybody that I hire is somebody I've known for many years. And so our business model is that we don't have any permanent helpers. Most tile companies, you know, they got their installers and then they have their helpers who just carry tile, mix mud, stuff like that. So I usually mix my own thinset and carry my own tile for the most part. And everybody who is in the business is becoming an installer. So that's kind of our business model.
So it sounds like the entire family gets down.
Oh, yeah.
So, Steve, how tell us, how did you get into this business?
Well, my father was a tile guy. Ironically, he was a senior systems analyst in computers up in Valley Forge, and he quit that. He had seven kids and a lot of hungry mouths to feed, and he quit that to become a tile guy. And so I learned the northern way of doing tile as a kid. And then from there, I moved to the islands. I spent 9 years in the islands. I believe you're from Jamaica, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
It's doing it for you.
Oh, I listened to a couple other podcasts. And so, yeah, we spent time in St. Thomas and then 7 years in Dominica, Down Island. And during that time, I learned the island way of doing tile, which is very, very different. But it has its own strengths. And so I was able to kind of merge the two of those. And when we came back to America, we started Get Down Flooring literally between Hurricane Francis and Hurricane Jean.
Wow.
The tile installer I was working for, unfortunately, got electrocuted after Hurricane Francis. And so we were forced to go out on our own. And at that time, there was just a ton of work. You know, everybody's floor had got messed up in the hurricane. And so we've grown our skills over the years. Now we pretty much stick within a 10-mile distance on the beach in Vero Beach. That's the majority of our work is there. But we'd love to branch out into PGA tradition and other places as well.
What are some of the myths and misconceptions of the industry, Steve?
Well, so one of them is that who would want to be a tile guy? In fact, a lot of our jobs come from people who have done tile or even were installers for a time. And so there's this misconception that it's just incredibly difficult work and who would ever want to do it? Well, we've kind of gotten, we've tried to find more intelligent ways of doing things. So I've invented around 10 different tools and methods to make it a little bit easier on our bodies. Just for example, you know, most people are on their hands and knees when they trowel thinset or wood glue. I went and got a scraper and we made notch trowels that are, you know, that you can stand up and walk to trowel the thinset. So we do very little troweling on our knees as a company. So we've done everything we can to make it a little bit easier on our bodies. Another big misconception, and some would disagree with this, but I'm not knocking companies that provide both the material and the installation, but there is a downside to that. And especially with tile, because there's an enormous variety when it comes to tile. And so you may have to visit 10 different stores before you find what you like. But when it comes to installers, they're not all over the place. Good installers can be hard to find. And so with a store that provides both the installation and the material, you don't know who they're going to send out. And so I had considered starting a showroom at one point, and I decided not to, so that we could concentrate on just getting really good at installation.
Steve, it sounds like you're not messing around, huh?
Try not.
So, Steve, when you're not busy running your business outside of work, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, I used to be a surfer. I'm known for having a big 10-foot surfboard on the top of my work trailer, but waves haven't been all that good these days. So I turned to mountain biking. All of us in the company except one are mountain bikers. So we typically hit the trail on the weekends or one of the weeknights up at Grapefruit or JD, Fort Pierce, one of these trails.
So, wow. So like you work hard and you play hard, huh? Let's change gears a little bit here, Steve. Let's talk about one of your hardship life challenge, something that you rose above and can look back today and say you're better and stronger because of that. What comes to mind?
Well, the 2008 recession hit real hard. Because at the time, we had only been in business for, you know, 3 or 4 years. We didn't have the clientele that we now have. We're always booked out about 4 months now, but back then it was literally week to week, and it really taught us to be slim and efficient and to find ways to be able to do the work, you know, as fast as possible, but not to have any waste. And you do find that companies that went through that recession and survived it typically run a more lean business. And so I would say that was probably the biggest thing that affected our business.
Yeah, a lot of people don't look at it. They're learning opportunities when you face an obstacle. And it seemed like you took advantage of that learning opportunity to increase your margins. Tell our listeners one thing they should take away from this interview to really remember about Get Down Flooring.
Well, I thought about when you asked that question, singing the song Get Down on It, but that might not be the best approach. So I would say the one thing to remember is tile is art and you need an artist. Now, not all tile is art. Not all wood flooring is art. Some of it is super easy and, you know, pretty much anybody can do it. But when it comes to especially showers, backsplashes, things that are a little bit higher skill level, it is an art. And you need someone who not only has done a lot of them, but someone who is able to talk you through it. I always think of it like I'm trying to understand what's in the customer's head. Like they have a picture in their mind of what they want. And so it's my job to figure that out and deliver it. And so we've kind of built our business around that. So even though we're a team of 7 right now, but all of the planning part, that I do that personally. And the design and making sure that everything, you know, is done right. And then I would say, you know, because I am an installer too, I'm not just the owner, I don't just run a shop. But like I'm actually, when I show up to your house, I got thinset all over my pants, you know? And so I'm in the work. And so I have a very big influence on the quality of the work and on training the guys, making sure that they understand the workflow and that the quality always stays good. So I would say that's the number one thing to remember is tile is art. You need an artist.
My listeners now are probably looking down at their floors and figuring out, you know, what can they do with this area, that area? How can our listeners learn more about Get Down Flooring?
So to be honest, we don't do hardly any advertising because, like I said, we're always 4 months booked up. And that's pretty much all return customers or referrals from return customers. But if they want to find us, they can find us on Google. You can't hardly forget that name, Get Down Flooring. So you can just Google us. We also have 5-star rating. And if they want to read our reviews, we have some customers that like us pretty much. We generally make our customers very happy. So that, and then my phone number is 772-579-3561. And my email is stevegetdown@gmail.com. I have a website as well. The Google listing will take you to the website.
Well, Steve, we really appreciate having you on the show. Wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Thank you very much. And thank you for featuring us.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.